turned the series around last year.
Yeah, you think just 1 year ago, the Oilers facing elimination, their best game, an 8-1 win, and here they get the opportunity to go home.
And maybe an early chance for Connor McDavid. Stopped by Bobrovsky. Mikula picked up his own rebound. Watched there by Ekholm. Kachuk centers. Two-way. Stopping him. Brilliant save by Skinner.
The early chance by the Oilers, and then this line, much like they've had, just generating chances there.
It was nasty. Ryan Hertl chopped that away. Kulak charging back and got there ahead of Barkov. Sign of the Nasty Blues. Skinner is going to flip that down as... So 5-on-3 for the Panthers, and a face-off one. But Barkov, Kachuk scores! And it didn't take long. 5-on-3, Panthers have the lead.
At all for a need for a setup. Kachuk looks around and he gets a nice little pick there by Barkov. Doesn't allow Nugent Hopkins after losing the draw. Watch, Nugent Hopkins can't get the lane. Now Kachuk knows he's got a screen. I don't think Stuart Skinner ever really saw that till the end. Short side under the block.
Played to the line, not out. Jones. Kachuk looks for a pass and draws it. Trying to tuck it in there was Reinhardt. McDavid tried to play it out. Skipped in by Jones. Ekblad fired that. It hit Kachuk in front. Jones again walking the line. Barkov down low quickly. Reinhardt. And he double clutch scores. Matthew Kachuk double down. Two power play goals for the Panthers. And Matthew Kachuk.
And it's been the same problem for the Oilers penalty kills. Just not taking away the passing lanes. A little bit too late. And when one guy's late, then the next is not there either. And we've seen it all this series. The rebound on control. Skinner gets a little contact with.
Now Frederick had it knocked away. And Verhaeghe comes back into the shift as it's ruled down by Reinhardt. Final minute. Opening period. Chance scores. Florida.
35-40 seconds, and now really a one-on-two, but the hard pressure there lost control of the puck. And that one battle opens up the front. Verhaeghe gets in, gets hard there. Oh, a stick to the face of Stetcher. There's a shot on that. Look at the reaction of Stetcher right here. Stick, bang, right on the visor. Now, no call made.
We have to be confident. Who knows what was said during this most recent intermission to try and continue that theme moving forward.
14 saves, Gene, for Stuart Skinner in the opening period, and not enough to see the second. Ekblad, Barkov inside the line and flipped back away. And maybe a break here. Skinner's in. Jeff Skinner to the net. And a rebound chance. And it won't go. Draisaitl bumps it low for Perry. The Stanley Cup playoff leader in power play goals with 5. Connor McDavid, Draisaitl, flips across, Nugent Hopkins, and is it in? Yes, and the Oilers are on the board. Up high, Nugent Hopkins gets Edmonton on the board.
He's had the threat with the Draisaitl one-timer, so it just freezes Ekblad for a second. As soon as Ekblad goes down, that opens up the passing lane. Watch the sticks to the inside. Draisaitl reads it perfectly right between two and then right up under the...
Now a hit to McDavid. With Nugent Hopkins, got a man in front! And Bobrovsky out to make the stop on that shot pass. Looking for the stick of Corey Perry. Darnell Nurse with it. Put it in front of Nate Smith. Skinner still tied up. Bump on Frederick. Up with the puck is Edmonton. At home, Nurse. Shooting scores! Darnell Nurse up high. And it's a one-goal game.
And here's just a hard work, loose puck battle. 4 against 4 in the corner. The Oilers pick it up and then just sliding down and right off. I don't know if it hit Gadjevic or not, but there's one for Sergei Bobrovsky. Watch how early Bobrovsky is down, and it's right over the shoulder, kind of similar to Nugent Hopkins. Kulikov, Skinner. There's another shift where Skinner getting his third chance, a little pat on the back.
Under a half minute remaining in the Barkov penalty, and McDavid is back in. Connor McDavid! Oh, what a stop! Bobrovsky, the right-hand save!
Where everything in the offensive zone now, speed through the neutral zone, put the puck to an area, Ekblad's down, and Bobrovsky on the doorstep, able to get that right pad down. Somehow not allowed to slide through, and then on the doorstep. Somehow, as you showed going to break, found a way to shut the door on Connor McDavid's great play.
There's Draisaitl with another faceoff win. Nurse pitchers down. Nurse trying to center it in front of back. Scores! The game is tied. Pot calls it in front, and it's 3-3.
Great plays and good efforts. The win of the draw. You saw Gene talk about not getting kicked out of the faceoff dot. Darnell Nurse twice now. Once with the shot, this time. Just throw it to the front of the net. The battles have been won in this period by the Edmonton Oilers, and there's a beauty by Podkolzin. Fought off two Florida Panthers and able to find that rebound and put it underneath the blocker. Starting with Connor McDavid and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins to begin this most important penalty kill.
So here we go, third period. Draisaitl in the box. Evan Bouchard to Connor McDavid. Bouchard, good stick by Liskarinen. Back to McDavid, a little room right down the middle. Fires right on. Rebound, big shot to Bobrovsky. And Perry on the doorstep.
The rebound in front. As Perry reads this well, but so does Bobrovsky. His timing was absolutely perfect. Slapper in tight. Bobrovsky slides with that push-up, just barely gets the metal of his toe on his skate on that one.
Up into behind the net was Reinhardt. Pucked up against the back of the net for a moment. Reinhardt at outlet. Barkov check. Turned over. Here's a chance. Chance. Scores! Jake Lubin!
Some end-to-end action. Now you get a little bit of a hem in the zone. One bad pass. You got Barkov who can't control it. And how about this play to the outside? I think Bobrovsky's thinking the shot's coming from middle. Kapanen takes his time, slides it across, and an absolute bomb up and over the arm.
To Chuck this time over the red line, sends it in. Kulak trying to work it up the boards. Knocked out by Verhaeghe. Here's the chance. Benedict in front. Kachuk. And Reinhardt scores. Remaining in the third period.
Well, what a crazy game this is. Bennett with the pass across, and it's Reinhardt who defers. Instead of shooting where he had a great chance, he tries to go back to Kachuk. A bouncing puck rattles right back into his wheelhouse. Pickard's off balance, can't get back. And after the Oilers scored with 18 seconds in Edmonton to tie a game up, here it is, as you said.
Tie a goal in game two. But it got the job done. And now flipped inside the Florida line. And for the third time in four games in the Stanley Cup Final, we are headed to overtime. Draisaitl up against Lundell to start overtime here in game four. Florida with possession, and Marchand sends it in deep. Last final to have three overtimes in the first four games of 2013. In front of the net, Bobrovsky down is behind him. Still loose. Bobrovsky's lost his stick, and he's going to sit on the puck. Evan Bouchard back in his own zone now with Ekholm. But Colson, nice pass across. Here's Draisaitl. Here's Bouchard. Scores! Leon Draisaitl's won it. In game four for the Oilers, and the series is tied at two.
Oh, man. How about this? The end of a long shift, a chip into the middle. Dreisaitl driving to the net. One hand on his stick right off the pad. And you know Bobrovsky, we've seen him go side to side so effectively. Corey Perry, this is about a 6-second shift that ends up with probably the biggest goal. He's had so many, but the biggest goal of his Oiler career.